Welcome to Digital Marketing Made Simple. If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur seeking advice on creating a profitable online business, look no further than your host, Jenny Lyon, founder of Jenny Lyon Digital Marketing and Virtual Assistant Services, award-winning writer and 20-year digital marketing expert. For many people, creating a profitable online business is the dream, yet they struggle and they don't have to. Each week, we'll share some of our best digital marketing tips, practices, and strategies to get you optimal results. We'll also chat with experts and share our favorite small business success stories. Together, we're going to strengthen every area of your online business, from content creation, social media, and email marketing, to online courses, webinars, product launches, and more. I hope you find this podcast both empowering and inspirational. Now, let's get started moving your business to the next level.
Google Ads is a powerful tool that can help you reach your target audience and generate conversions. However, getting the most out of your Google Ad campaigns can be a little bit challenging. And while there are many advanced tips and tricks for optimizing your Google Ad campaigns, beginners will often struggle to get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. I'm your host, Jenny Lyon. And today I wanted to dig into five practical tips that will boost your Google Ad conversions. Let's jump into it. And by following these tips, you can really get the most out of your ad campaigns, which is going to improve your overall ROI. So first things first, you want to keep your ads relevant. One of the most important things that you can do to boost your overall Google Ads conversion rate is to keep those ads relevant. Relevancy is really the key to conversions. Your ads should be relevant to your target keywords and your products or services. If your ads are irrelevant to the keywords that you're trying to target, then you might end up paying for clicks that aren't going to result in conversions. And we don't want that. Why? Well, because if someone clicks on your ad, they expect to see relevance on that next page. So if what they are looking to connect with is not what they find once they click, then naturally they will quickly leave your website. And this will increase your bounce rate and it will hurt your Google Ads quality score, which will then cause you to pay more for your keywords. So simply put, the Google Ads quality score is a measure of how relevant and how useful your ad is to people who are clicking on it. And Google uses this metric to determine how much you pay per click, so it's really important to keep your quality score high. And if you're not quite running ads just yet, that's okay too. Here's a quick list to keep in mind when you decide to start your ads. So you might want to jot these down. You want to target the right keywords. So make sure that you're targeting those keywords within your ad campaign. And the keywords that you should target need to be very relevant to whatever you're promoting, whether that's a product or a service. Keep your ad copy relevant. So in addition to targeting relevant keywords, make sure that your ad copy is relevant to whatever it is you're promoting. Your ad copy should be really clear and concise and mention, again, those products and services and their benefits. And then last but not least is use relevant visuals. So visuals are super important for keeping your ads relevant. If you're selling a product, make sure to use a very high quality image or even better, a video of that product in your ad. Next step is to create a compelling call to action. So your ad copy should not only be relevant, but it needs to have a very strong and clear call to action that compels people to make that click. So your call to action, again, has to be really clear and concise, and it really needs to tell people what they need to do next. You don't want to leave any room for guessing here. After all, the overall goal of your ad is to get people to click and visit the landing page. And you really can accomplish this in a few ways. So keep these items in mind. Use really strong headlines, eye-catching images, and copy that really clearly explains what you have to offer. For example, if you're selling a product, your call to action could be buy now or purchase here. If you're promoting a service, then your call to action could be something like sign up now or learn more. And you might be thinking to yourself that these really small intricacies don't make a huge difference, but they really do. When it comes to the psychology of marketing, it's really how humans think and feel. So your call to action should not only be visible and really easy to find, but it needs again to be placed above the fold. And if you're in the business for, any amount of time, then I'm sure that you've heard that phrase before, but it's really important because we want to stop the scroll. We don't want people scrolling on your website or your landing page. We want them to drop in and to immediately see that call to action. We know that the longer that people scroll, the more time that they have to bounce off your website or to not take the action that we want them to take. And of course, you will have those who want to do their due diligence before converting, and they will scroll around. But then you will also have those people who are really quick action takers, and they're ready to take fast action right from the beginning. So we want to make that as easy as possible. Next up is to use attractive visuals. So, as we mentioned earlier, visuals are super important for keeping your ads relevant. But that's not all. Visuals are also important for making your ads more attractive and more compelling. After all, when scrolling, your own feed or Google, what catches your eye, right? Well, it's the well-designed images or videos, and they will really help you to attract the relevant clicks, which will help your ads get more exposure. And in turn, this will lead to a better conversion rate and it will lower your cost per click. People are really visual creatures and respond really well to visuals, such as images and video. In fact, studies have shown that ads with images are more likely to be clicked on than ads without. And images help people really understand the message and make it more memorable. And video conversion is even higher than that. But both forms of these assets are especially helpful when you have an important idea to convey or a product or service to sell. So here's a little pro tip. If you're selling a product, make sure to use really high quality images and videos of that product in your ads. And if you're promoting a service, then consider using an image or a video that illustrates what that service can do for people. And if you are looking for some help with auditing your website for that overall customer journey, which is something that is so important and a foundational item within your business, then please jump over to my website at jennylyon.com/website audit and grab our ultimate step-by-step website audit workbook. It will really help you to get your website where it needs to be so that when people drop into any of your landing pages, they know exactly what journey they should take and it leads them through to a call to action that they can take immediately. And next step is targeting your ads. So another way to boost Google Ads conversion rate is to target your ads specifically for people who are most likely to convert. And by targeting your ads, you can really ensure that they're seen by the people who are most likely going to become loyal customers or clients. And there are several ways that you can target ads, but here are some of the most common ones. So first up is location. You can target people based on their location, which is super useful if you want to reach people in a certain area, such as people that live in a specific city or state. Demographics is a great one as well. You can really use it to target people based on their age, gender, income level, that type of information. There's also psychographics, which lets you target people based on items such as interests, lifestyle, or values. And then last but not least is user interactions, which retargets audiences based on actions that they've taken before on your website. And if you don't reach the right group of people with your messaging, then you really can't expect your ad campaigns to work. This is something I see a lot of where clients will run ads and the ads may get a lot of clicks, but they don't convert. And most times it's because of the messaging, that the messaging on the landing page or the website just does not match up to what is being presented in the ads. And you don't want to end up wasting money or time because you're attracting qualified leads, but they aren't converting because your messaging's off. Or even worse, you're attracting unqualified leads. And last but not least is to test, 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 right? So one of the best ways to boost your Google ad conversion rate is to test different aspects of your campaign and see what works best for your business. And this can be a long process, you know, it really can. And it's something that you should always incorporate into your marketing strategy. So I thought I would also talk about a few key areas for testing all of your campaigns. So first up is ad copy. So you want to try testing different types of ad copy to see what's going to get the best results. And that means you'll want to write a few different versions of your ad copy and then test them against each other to see which one performs the best. You can also try different images in your ads to see which one of those performs the best. And if you're using the same image for a while and it's not performing the way that you want it to, or it's not performing well anymore, then it's time to swap that out with a new one. And then next up is keywords. You want to try testing different keywords to see which ones generate the most clicks and conversions. And you'll use keywords in different variations. This will really help you to reach more of your target audience and get them to your site. Next up is back to visuals. So again, try testing different visuals, images, and videos in your ads to see which ones are going to generate the most clicks and conversions. And again, this is a great time to run split tests to see which visuals perform best and then use those in your ads. And landing pages. Try testing different types of landing pages. You know, this is the page that people go to once they click on your ad. So you want to test some different types to see which ones are going to generate the highest conversion rates. And then once you know which page really works, then you can really focus in on optimizing that and focusing in on the topic there. All right, I know that was a lot, but what did we learn today? Well, we learned that we want to use the right keywords. Relevancy is really the key to conversions. Your ads should be relevant to your target keywords, which need to align with your products or your services. You want to create compelling ad copy. So your ad copy needs to be really relevant and have a strong call to action that compels people to click. You want to use attractive visuals because people are visual creatures and they really do respond well to visuals such as images or videos. And make sure that you're targeting your ads. By doing so, you can really ensure that they're being seen by the right customers and that they're not being seen by the wrong ones. And last but not least is test. This is a huge one. I feel like I'm doing testing all the time, but it really is one of the best ways to boost your Google ad conversion rate. And you can really test different aspects of your campaign to see what works and what doesn't work. And it all does take money to make money. You know, that's kind of that old saying. And there is a learning curve when it comes to Google Ads for sure. And it's a pretty steep one. So if you have any questions, I don't want you to get lost in that curve. So please reach out. I'm always happy to jump on a call. You can do so at jennylyon.com/chat. Or if you want help with your Google Ads and you just don't even want to give it a go, then please reach out. I'll be happy to help with that as well. And of course, don't forget to grab our Ultimate Website Audit Workbook. It can really help you to optimize the website so that when you're running ads to any of your landing pages, they are sure to convert. You can grab that at jennylyon.com/website audit. All right, well, that's what I have for you this week. I hope that you found these five practical tips to boost your Google Ads conversion helpful. I'll see you next time on another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to click the subscribe button wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, please leave a review. If you want to connect with Jenny, you can find her at jennylyon.com or on social media. We'll see you next week for another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple.